Two researchers are monitoring the coast where dead birds have been washing up. They're walking along a beach in Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. The beach is normally pristine, but today it's littered with about two dozen dead birds, scoters, loons, and ducks. The birds are dying because of a toxin called botulism. Dan Ray is a leading botulism researcher for the National Park Service. He stands over a dead duck.
Okay, so we have a long-tailed duck, and we're going to pick that up away from the shoreline, take it up into the foredune, and then we dig a hole 2 feet deep and bury it so that it's away from park visitors and pets and no longer a threat to public health.
Botulism forms when there's a lack of oxygen. To get there, it takes a long chain reaction that begins with invasive mussels filtering the water. Jeannie Williams is a biologist from the Inland Seas Education Association.
Mussels are eating all this stuff, and then they produce waste like all living things do, and that waste has all kinds of nutrients in it.
The algae feeds on those nutrients, and when it dies, it collects in valleys in the lake bed. Harvey Bootsma is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And he says the northern part of Lake Michigan is the perfect place for botulism to thrive.
One thing that's unique about the north end of the lake, especially in the Sleeping Bears region, is that the bottom of the lake, the lake topography, or what we call bathymetry, is quite variable up there. So you have a lot of these pockets in the bottom of the lake, little valleys that are formed all over the place. And we think that those may be good places where all this dead algae accumulates and promotes the growth of the botulism bacteria.
When the algae decomposes in these pockets, it uses all the oxygen, creating the ideal conditions for botulism. But these same conditions are not ideal for fish. It's down near these toxic valleys that many small fish eat, consuming the poison as they feed. Once the birds eat these fish, they become sick and die out on the lake. And it's once they washed ashore that researchers like Dan Ray become involved.
Okay, so then now we throw it in, and then we'll bury it and cover it up. And it's out of sight and out of the way. There we go.
Enough birds have died that local waterfowl populations could be threatened, some of which are already endangered. Bootsma says two well-known species are suffering the most. The plover population around Sleeping Bear was cut by over 20%, and up to a quarter of the loons have died. Although its results may not be pretty, botulism isn't any reason to keep from enjoying Lake Michigan. Ray says so long as botulism isn't ingested, there's no need for concern. For Interlochen Public Radio, my name is Sam Corden.